Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Accidental Beauty Queen by Terry Wilson. Read by Joy Osmansky.
1. My sister has always been the pretty one. The Jane Bennett to my Elizabeth, the Meg March to my Jo. It's been this way for so long that I've never questioned it. It's never even bothered me much. It just is. Ginny is my sister, and I love her, no matter how different our lives are. And trust me, they're about as opposite as you can imagine. But the chasm between our worlds has never been quite so glaringly obvious as it is now, because instead of restocking books on their respective shelves, I'm standing in an elevator at the posh Huntington Spa Resort in Orlando, Florida, on the first Monday afternoon of summer. For starters, at 5'7", I'm by far the shortest person of the half-dozen or so on board. This is a rarity for me. As an elementary school librarian, I'm accustomed to towering over people for the majority of my waking hours. I'm also used to sitting in tiny chairs and using tiny, blunt-edge scissors, but that's beside the point. 5'7" isn't short. Unless you're riding an elevator packed with beauty queens. I don't know what I expected when I signed on to spend a week cheering for my sister at the Miss American Treasure Pageant, but it wasn't this. The preliminary competition doesn't start for another 2 days, so why are they all wearing crowns and sashes already? And what is going on with their shoes? Beauty pageant contestants wear heels. I know this, obviously. I mean, I've seen Miss Congeniality at least 20 times over the years, thanks to Ginny. But these are beyond high heels. Gracie Lou Freebush wouldn't have lasted a minute in them. No offense to Sandra Bullock. I'm just saying. I tighten my grip on the handle of my suitcase, suddenly extremely conscious of the state of my hair. Orlando is one of the most humid places on Earth, and the half-hour ride on the airport shuttle was not kind. For once, I actually feel sorry for Ginny. It's one thing to be expected to look perfect on stage, but hotel elevators should be a safe space. I, for one, plan to be roaming the halls in a spa bathrobe and complimentary slippers en route to the vending machine for the majority of my stay. But to each her own. Besides,
sample complete. Ready to continue?